All right, so here we are, Worldwide Live through BBS Radio. Thank you for making this possible for us, BBS, and I welcome all those who are joining this call. This is a simulcast conference call with BBS online, and thank you all for being here. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody joining in on the conference phone line. So we had two more people joining. I welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Juliana in San Diego. Hi.
Hi, so Juliana. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Dan from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Hello. Welcome to the call. It's Dan, right?
Yes.
All right, Dan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great. So we are still a few minutes away, 3 minutes away from the hour, and we will have our question and answer session tonight. We fortunately have the announcement emails going out again, and we should all have received it.
On Sunday's call, you can't listen to the rewind over the phone. You have to download it, don't you?
No, you don't. You can also call over the phone.
Oh, because I can never get it over the phone. They always say that, you know, like, well, it won't work for me, eh? And I've tried week after week, and Sunday's calls won't work. The other ones work, but not Sunday.
Have you tried the, do you have the correct phone number?
Yep.
All right. I can tell you another trick. Let me first welcome those who just joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
In Miami.
I heard Felipe from Los Angeles and somebody from Miami. Who is that?
Terry in Miami.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the call. And also welcome to you, Felipe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi,
sir. Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, Heiss.
Yes, Don.
Have you ever visited Oppenheuel?
Say it again.
I'm not sure. I just pronounced H-E-U-L.
H-D-U-L?
E-H-E-U-L.
H-E-U-L. Is this something online?
No, Oppenheuel.
Oppenheuel.
Oppenheuel. Have you heard of that?
No.
The primate park in the Netherlands somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right. It means like monkey ditch.
Yeah.
All right.
my sister was there a few years ago.
Oh, great. I want to welcome those people who just joined in here. Thank you all for being here at the conference call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
This is Steve in West Palm Beach.
Hi, Steve. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
Jackie in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Nancy in Michigan here.
Hi, Nancy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for being here. All right. So I welcome all those people that are joining in through BBS Radio online. Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. We cannot hear you, but you are here, and we still have the phone lines open. Those who join in on the conference call have the option to announce themselves every time you hear a ding that somebody is joining in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Anna from Kent, Washington.
Hello, Anna. Good evening to you and welcome to the call.
Thank you and to you.
All right. Thanks. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cindy, Peoria, Arizona.
Hi Cindy.
Everybody.
How are you doing?
Hi, very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. And somebody
Percy,
else. And
Carolina.
Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Percy, North Carolina.
Good evening, Percy. How are you doing?
Fine, Hives. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for being here. All right, it is past 6. We're still waiting for Mr. Free and Terry.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, darling. California.
I'm Toronto.
Fernanda, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for being here.
Good.
Another person joined in. I'm rocking you. Please say your name and location.
Ruja from Toronto, Canada.
Is it Tricia?
No, Ruja from Toronto.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
All right. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
I'm glad you made it back.
Yes, actually, I ran.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
It's that guy.
Yeah, it's this guy.
All right, I'm going to, I think, mute somebody's line because we have a little bit too much background noise. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Hi, Wynn.
I believe I saw Terry also standing in the background, just next to the door.
Hi.
Hello, Terry. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Hi.
Thanks.
Hi, Don. Miranda from Camberwell, California.
Hello, is it Lorenda?
Miranda.
Lorenda, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
I think we're ready to start, okay?
Be honest, Quinn.
I mean, not that we're ready. I mean, we're not ready. I just want to clarify that. Are you ready, Terry?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Terry?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm never ready.
You're never ready.
You know, there's me, and then there's the channeling guys, and it's like they're way, way high, and it's like a big divergence between me and them. So I just have to be ready to get out of the way.
I should ask you, are you ready to get out of the way?
Yeah, I am. As ready as I'll ever be.
Hey, does it surprise you when they show up?
Oh, no, they're here, you know. I mean, they work with me beforehand. I mean, they say, it's going to be good, you know. And
All right. Well, you know, Terry is going to become very smart all of a sudden.
Right. When they come in.
Actually, you can be pretty smart in your human side. Okay.
Yeah, except when it comes to computers, and I think, I don't know what happens, they just all crash.
Okay, let's start recording, and...
This conference is being recorded.
This is May 7th, 2014. Wynn and Terry in Arizona, and all of you, all over the world, maybe, I don't know. I'm sure there's going to be people in other parts of the world checking in. And, of course, this is our Wednesday call where a voice comes through Terry, and I ask that voice questions, and they say they created the universe. And we have some really good questions tonight. And this is unrehearsed. Of course, Terry doesn't know what the questions are, and she doesn't know what the answers are either. But something that speaks
to
her.
I like it better to not know what the questions are, because when I know what the questions are, I go, oh, my God, what's the answer to that? Then they come in and all of a sudden, it's obvious.
And just for clarification, even though this can be unusual and strange when you're first tuning in the highest aspects of looking at it, the universe is one energy. The intelligence that speaks to us, say they're a group soul, they say they can project energy into our realm. Many people who listen to our calls can feel energy on the calls, particularly on our Sunday call. And that when you feel the energy, it comes in as if you yourself are expanding. It's not, since everything is one, our sources are us, except they're a higher aspect of us. They're an aspect that we have lost touch with. Some of you listening right now actually once were them, and you volunteered to come here to be a service. And probably one of the highest services one can have in this realm is to learn to be an energetic liaison with your soul family. It doesn't mean you have to channel. It doesn't mean you need a lot of phenomena. When that happens, something inside goes click, click. You know it happened. And your life looks differently from that point on. You are not afraid of dying anymore. You know there's something on the other side to welcome you. And when you're not afraid of dying, you know what? You're also not afraid of living. Because if you're afraid of dying, you have to be afraid of living as well. Because then life becomes a fear of death. And yet, if we have it right, this is one small life in a string of many, many lives. And that the way it works is we all go through many lifetimes in a movement of evolution so that we can expand from this realm and move into other dimensions. But you don't have to leave this realm to move into other dimensions. You don't have to die to do it. You can do it right here and now. And we're doing this on this line. Some of you are getting to feel it. When you're in the Earth realm, normally when you would think In the past, if I thought of moving into another dimension, I would have thought of astral traveling. I would have thought like there's a me and there's somewhere else. The fact of the matter is, what you think of as you is just a body. And somewhere else is here right now. And learning how to sense those frequencies that are from other dimensions. And I shouldn't say just from other dimensions, from the highest positive dimensions, because not all intelligence in other dimensions is positive. So on that note, we're going to start with our questions. I thank you all so much for being here, helping to hold the energy for what we're doing. And Gary, you're unmuted, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we call in the light, and the light is just a verbal way of invoking a higher space. Father, Mother, God, We ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry and myself. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth.
Excuse
right
me,
now,
the Skype line is ringing.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Hmm.
Who could that be? Hang on a second. It's not my line, okay? But don't worry about it at this point, because Terry's calling. I'm doing a radio show right after this at 7:30, and we're doing it on Skype. Don't worry about the Skype line, because it's calling me directly on Skype, okay? Okay, let's get the energy focused again. Just hold. We get centered. And we're bringing the energy of the universe through the top of our head. By the way, this is a free will thing. You can listen to this and you can say, I don't want to go with this right now. I want to check this out. I want to be comfortable with it. So we're not forcing anyone to believe anything. But for those of you that are connecting, we bring the energy through the top of our head, through our bodies, through our feet, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Hello? Okay. We bring this energy through the top of our bodies, through our feet, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? And why don't I hear anything?
Lynn, can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay. Well, I don't want to channel directly into the phone because it burns my brain. But I don't know why the mic isn't working. Hold on.
Someday we'll have the budget to have an audio engineer.
Pardon?
Are you talking into the phone now or into the headset?
Now I'm talking into the headset. Can you hear it?
I hear it, okay.
You hear it now?
Yep.
Okay. All right, you hear it now. Okay, so let me go back to share. Okay. I have a particular chair that I'd like to channel in. Okay. All right. Here. Okay, just a minute.
Actually, Kelly and I rehearse this introduction every time. Are you back in your chair yet?
Can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay. Very good. Then I will continue. I was channeling up a storm, and you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
All right. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a look at the blank spots that are created by the technology. We are not coming directly over the telephone line or over the BBS radio. We are coming directly to you. However, to bring the sound in, we need those connections in the third density to bring the sound in. We take a look at the realm. We make connections with those that wish to have connections made with them. And we are very high frequency, so you may not sense us unless you look into the frequencies where we are, which is very, very high. If you are looking into the particular frequencies which you ordinarily use to communicate with others and that you ordinarily use for sight and sound, then that is not where we are coming from. We are coming from the very high realm. So to sense us directly, you need to be able to tune in to the high frequency that we are coming from. We take a look at Oklahoma as we sense that there is some instability there. And we sense that there are a number of people in Oklahoma that have been scared by the look at the instability in the Oklahoma area. And we extend calm and we extend peacefulness and we extend our look at stability. However, we do see that there is an instability in the area right now. Do you have questions?
Yes. Since we are talking about Oklahoma, I just wanted to ask the question. Is the instability in Oklahoma purely an act of release from the earth? Are there other outside forces mitigating it? Or mitigating is not the right word, participating in the creation of that instability.
Thank you. There has been some fracking, which complicates the vibrations in the area. It can have two-way effect. It can increase stability, and some fracking can decrease stability. We see that fracking has decreased some stability and recommend they hold up for time in fracking enterprises. in the area where we do not anticipate, due to scheduling, that they would change their schedules. However, we look further. We do see that that is not the major problem. The major problem is the pushing together of different crop factors, and that is creating pressure and fracking is not the real issue here. It is the pushing together of weaknesses in the plate.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Terry in Dallas. Can persistent mental and physical depression from chemical imbalances or sensitivities that result in patterns of negative thoughts affect our light bodies? And if so, would that be enough to prevent graduation for someone who otherwise has an open heart?
Thank you. We take a look at this. There are factors in the third density which affect, unknown factors which affect the individual. There are the issues of genetics and DNA in the family as a whole that can bleed over to the individual. If the individual is depressed, then there are a series of factors that are contributing to the depression. Oftentimes, the chemical balance is triggered by the health and mental well-being of the individual, so that if the individual is getting depression, it may be that the adrenaline systems are not up to par to deal with areas of stress, so that the physical environment, the people in the physical environment, can have an effect upon a person's depression. Now, you ask if it can affect the person's light body. Yes, it is all part and parcel of the same thing, and it can affect the person's light body. As the person burns brightly when all systems are working in conjunction with each other and in harmony, the bringing in of factors, which could be chemical factors or could be other interactive factors, then create chemical reactions within the body and trigger the adrenaline to move forward to hormones, to release their corrective factors to keep the person in harmony and in balance. If the person is unable to mesh with the factors, the stress, and to come out on the top side of it, then it can draw on the light body and can is the light body and the individual or one can drain energy from the light body. Now, can it affect their ability to ascend? It depends upon what happens at the moment of ascension. If the individual is able to disconnect from the body and to move more energy into the light body, and then the person can pick up with ascension and can let the difficulties go, the chemical imbalances go, the difficulties with the neighbors and friends go. It is up to the individual. We give a graphic example of someone that is walking down a path and they step in a cow pie and they get it all over their shoes, and then they become totally engrossed in cleaning it up and in this cow pie. However, if they can pay attention, step over the cow pie, see that's somebody else's thing, that's the body's thing from the past, that's the other people's thing that I've been taking on but isn't really mine, then they can step over the issue and can move into ascension and can move into their light body. And again, let their light body burn brightly. The tunnel of light, which an individual has a choice to go through when they pass on, if they go through, one of the things it does is disconnect them from disharmonies that they've experienced in their life, in their body, and allow them then to brighten their light body and to achieve a higher percentage of light when they ascend.
For clarification, when you're using the word ascension, in general, for most people, ascension is something which is going to happen after you drop your body, not before. It
that
is possible,
correct.
Because people, when they hear that word, they think of rapture, I'm sure. And according to our information, it is possible to take your body with you. But to do that, you need all your chakras open. And it's very rare for someone to have all their chakras open. But to graduate this realm, you only need your heart chakra open, and that brings you to the next dimension. Of course, you can have more than that open, and that can bring you even to a higher dimension. But, you know, it's not like you're volitionally telling yourself, I want to go to the fourth dimension. It's that your heart chakra anchors a point in that dimension. And so when you die, the point you have anchored pulls you in to that flow, i.e., ascension is something you are creating. It's not an external, this is me saying, they can comment on it. It's not something external that's creating it. It's you anchoring your consciousness in another dimension, in a higher dimension, while you're in your body, in the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, and where you've anchored yourself while you're here is what is like, it's like if you're climbing a mountain and putting one of those hooks in above you, so it holds into the mountain and then you pull yourself up when the hook's anchored. So what we're doing here is anchoring hooks into higher dimensions so that you can pull yourself. That's my way of explaining it, but let me me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We do not look at it entirely in that manner. It is your predisposition that allows you to ascend. However, there's help. There are helpful forces from the other side that come and help you ascend and help you as a guide to show you where to go and how to negotiate the ascension. And they monitor you and they keep track of you so that you can successfully move forward. So there is a great deal of help in this area. However, you need to be open to accept the help and to co-create and to move with the force of ascension so that you successfully move into the higher realm with your light body. We see that it is possible to take your physical body. However, we do not really even suggest that this would be necessarily a good idea in that you can negotiate the realms better in your light body and are much lighter, and you are in, are being you in your own soul matrix, rather than to take the physicalized aspects, which contain cellular memory, genetic memory, memory of trauma in the realm. And this can be let go and free you up more.
Well, when you were correcting me, or adding to, the image I got was that if we've pushed ourselves far enough, there can be a hand reaching down that we can grab onto that will pull us through. Something like that?
An
energetic hand, so to speak.
The idea of an energetic hand is much localized. We see a broader range of help, a broader range of energy. Encompassing range of energy that is guiding you where you need to be guided, or where it sees that you could use a little push or a little help or a little integration to help dislodge you from stuck areas, stuck attentions that you have encountered in the third density, that if you could let go of, then you could mesh with the higher realms easier.
In studying spiritual things, there was something that came up for me a long time ago where someone talked about a dark angel that was also pulling towards you, trying to pull you into a darker area. How can, is that true? And if it's true, how can one tell when one is out of this realm whether a force that's helping them is positive?
One can tell whether the force that's helping them is positive or attempting to do something else, as a negative force is interfering. One has a sense within their own self of what it is that they are connected to. And by being pure within themselves and pure intention, they then connect to the higher light. It is their intention. If they have a dark side a kind of compulsion towards negative things, then a dark angel may indeed come and say, well, hey, you know, why don't you explore that? And may route them into some other realm. If the person is whole within themselves and pure, then they will not encounter a dark angel.
Thank you. Next question. Deb D. in Milwaukee, I'm not going to ask this, but I'll say what it is. Let me say that it would be a violation of other people's privacies to answer a question like this. Things happen, and people make decisions on incarnation, and unless they come up with it and want to say it, we can't say it. There's other reasons not to answer it, but the question was, is such and such baby George the reincarnation of Princess Diana? So we can't answer that. Thank you for asking. They're asking.
We have seen that there are conjectures in the physical realm that this is indeed the case. However, we do not say one way or another. We leave it up to you when you see pictures of baby George, when you, as baby George grows, you make your own conclusion. It would be a violation of privacy to say one way or another.
Thank you. But I wouldn't be surprised, because I think Diana really wanted to be of service down here, and I don't think she would have left, and that people do reincarnate in family lines, so we can all observe that. And thank you for asking the question. Another question here, we've kind of already answered that. The question is there a time when ascension will take place? Now, a lot of people are talking about ascension as being a mass event. And they may be right, and we may be wrong, but that's not what we're getting. As we just said, it's going to be when you drop your body, it's the time you're going to move into higher dimensions. And it's unlikely you'll be taking your body with you. And the common thought that there's going to be some kind... There's a lot of things that run rampant in the New Age thinking, which is does not parallel the information we're getting. So you can decide what you want to believe, but we're not getting that. Do our sources want to make any comment?
Thank you. When an individual comes into the third density, they come with certain desires, hopefully a plan, a thing, a goal, something they wish to overcome, something they wish to accomplish, something they wish to achieve. And so the people that are here, that are listening, in your own life, take into consideration what it is that you wish to accomplish while you are here, and pay attention to your life in the third density realm, as there is much to be learned that you can take back with you to the higher realms and can help all of humanity, all of creation, by having learned these lessons. So do not be too quick to wish to escape into a higher realm or to ascend or to bypass troubles. These are great lesson givers. Thank you.
Thank you. Jackie in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And by the way, this is a good question. And when you guys are asking questions, I want to recommend that you look at your deepest personal issue, your, and formulate it into a question. If you want me to, you can put your name, but then you can say, please leave me anonymous, because this is, they have said early on, I asked this question, and when we ask a question on behalf of someone, they move into your auric field to look at the answer to that question. And they look at you. And that when they retreat, they leave a track, which if you choose to, you can follow that track, and it helps you expand into higher dimensions. So when you're asking a question and you ask something that's just curiosity factor, I don't think that makes them go into your space. But when you ask them something about yourself, they have to go into your space to look at it. And so Jackie asks the question, what is an effective way to overcome fear, insecurity, and self-doubt? It's Jackie in Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. In your daily life, find areas that you can identify with that you are proud of. Perhaps it might be a certain arrangement, a flower arrangement, something that you can bring into your surroundings that you like, a book that you like, that can be there, phrases in a book, things that don't take into account everything at the same time. If you try to look at everything in the same time, you then can get overwhelmed, because when you do that, the areas that are deficient and you identify with the deficiency, then you feel bad about yourself. So begin to look at individual things that you can feel proud of. Do act of kindness in every few days that you can then feel proud of and identify with, and another person can be thankful for or appreciative of, and you can begin to build a track of things that you can rely on in your own mind and that can give you a sense that you have achieved something, done something for somebody else, something that you have set up in your own life to be grateful for. Look at those things during each day that you can be thankful for, and give thanks for those things, that you had something to eat, that somebody gave you some transportation, that you were out of the rain. Simple things. When one is in the third density, they tend to forget all the things that are going well and to look at the things that they are struggling with, and then to make those things very big and overwhelming. So look at those things during each day that you can be thankful for, and expand upon those things. Feel the energy of what it's like to have those things going right, and to extend those energies, to look at yourself and those things that you feel are deficient, and set them aside for a minute and see how beautiful you really are. See the things that you are able to do, the communications with others, that you are able to come on the line, and see in balance those things that are not going well, and put them in perspective and give thanks for those things that are going well. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from Z in Ohio. She's asking, what does it mean to be true to yourself? Is this a selfish act? Does this mean being authentic with others about who you are and what you truly feel, what you want, what you need? I worry that this is more about being selfish than it is about anything else. Thank you.
Thank you. We suggest that it is very good to be true to yourself. However, it is not so good to put other people down or to make a big issue of some conflict. Let people have their conflicts and move on. And when you are truly true to yourself, your surroundings, your life will be in contact and communication with those that truly respect and care for you as you really are. So identify what it is that you really want and do not move into areas where you are not liking what you are doing. Move into areas where there is give and take, however, with those things that you really like to do, as there are people out there that can like you for who you really are. Some of this will be obvious. For instance, if the garden club asks you to bake us a pie or some kind of a stew to bring to them, and you do not wish to do that, to give that to them, then gracefully decline, said it is not what is the best for you to do right then. Eventually, then people will get the idea and things will sort out so that you are, in conjunction with others, are doing what you feel is best for you. If things are difficult, it is hard to be able to take the time to put it into something that will help someone else, as you, your own self, are struggling with your priorities. So do not be too hard on yourself. If it is necessary for you to do something to act in your own survival, you in the past have not been given enough or have not experienced enough love toward you, and this has created a difficulty with wishing to give. This you can sort out over time, but do not be too hard on yourself. We impart love to you. When one is sitting in an abundance of being loved, then it is easier to give love to others.
Thank you. Just if I was going to add something to that, I think being true to yourself also means understanding your nature. And sometimes people move into the idea of service to others and spirituality, and they think that means they have to deny their nature and sacrifice their nature to do that. But I don't believe that's true, because within your nature, you may need certain things for to keep yourself happy. And the happier you are, the better you are at giving to other people, because you give of your overflow. So you have to look at yourself honestly and say, am I happy today? What would make me happy? Now, if just giving to others makes you happy, which if you're Mother Teresa, that might be the case, then don't change a thing. But if you need a day in the park or a movie or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a nice dinner out, if those things make you happy, then I think you should do them. And in fact, you'll be of greater service to others if you're happy. Any comments on that to our sources?
Very well said.
Thank you. Okay, next week I'll ask this question. I was going to ask about a question about how do we know who the Elohim are trustworthy, but I don't want to finish on that question. So please submit that for next week. And last question tonight. And those of you that asked questions that I didn't ask, feel free to resubmit them, because we always get more questions than we can ask. And so the next question.
To address that, how do you know the Elohim are trustworthy? Do not ever, from any source, including us, take something that does not resonate with you. If it does not resonate with you, leave it be, and it is not for you at that time. So don't worry about it and just let it go. And if it resonates with you and you can use it, then, and it helps you and it makes your life better, then by all means, use it. So we are just to help however we can be of assistance. Next question.
In other words, if something comes to you and changes your life, give you something that's helpful, you apply it and it works, you don't have to worry about where it's coming from. You don't have to take the inventory of where it's coming from. Even something negative might give you something positive in spite of themselves. So we're here not to follow the Elohim, not to be followers, but to be leaders, to be self-contained. And we're learning how to do that on these calls, all of us, including myself, including Terry. And let's see. Thank you for your question. And it's 6:55. We have some more good questions, but I think I better save them for next time. And let me see. There's nothing that seems like a short question here. So thank you all for asking your questions. Great questions tonight. Remember, I hope more of you will take advantage. The best questions, in my opinion, are the questions where you talk about yourself and ask questions, as some of the people did tonight, because we all go through the same things. We're all insecure. We all have fear. We all have places where we have self-doubt, lack of self-love, whatever. And go to difficulties with relationships. Go to the core of your issues and ask them. Those are good questions because that helps us all learn how to overcome our issues. Okay? So on that note, we thank our sources. We thank all of you for being here. We thank all our volunteers. And I'll be on in just about a half hour on the JimmyChurchRadio.com. And I think it's going to be a really interesting interview. He and I talked for quite some time yesterday, and I felt we felt like we had a pretty good connection, and he was pretty deep and pretty, how would I say it, open to me. And he's had a lot of high-profile people on his show, including David Icke, including David Wilcock last week. And he works actually for Art Bell on something called Dark Matter Radio, which is Art Bell's radio network. And it's JimmyChurchRadio.com, JimmyChurchRadio.com. And I hope you'll listen. And I hope, you know, believe it or not, when you guys listen, when there's a big show like that, and the host is sensitive, you help anchor the energy for all the new people. It helps me to do better. So that's just in a few minutes, 7:30, and it'll be on that 7:30 Pacific, half hour from now, and it'll be on the internet. So on that note, thank you, BBS, and
all callers are unmuted.